going.
And then you got a trip after that. You got an upgrade. You auctioned and got an upgrade to business class.
So, on Alitalia.
And so the whole trip on business class was like, what, $1,100? $2,000?
$2,000 round trip.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Great, it was good. It was worth it.
Oh, yeah.
I thought.
And then you went, tell us, now you flew Delta. You don't usually fly Delta. You Delta was okay, and they didn't try to take your seat away, your stroller away or anything.
No.
Okay. Good. And I saw a suitcase, a picture of you with your suitcase, and it was small.
It was one of those little carry-on size roll-on suitcases that
okay,
I would
folks, know. You have to see her hands here. She's holding her hands up to her waist and saying a carry-on suitcase here.
You know the kind you put on in the overhead?
But you just had, and I saw it. It was a pretty big carry-on. You didn't get questioned at all.
No, I checked it in.
You did check.
No, it was about this one, this mm-hmm. size.
Oh, so you went to the gate and then you checked, told them.
No, I checked it in.
Oh, you did check it.
Check it in.
Not bad.
We just wanted to see how
light you could really pack,
mm-hmm.
and you did it.
We did.
It was a total of what? How many days?
12 days.
Wow, I'm impressed that you could do that. Mm-hmm. Little bag. It was a small bag.
I did have a carry-on because I had to have my laptop and
yeah,
stuff,
of course.
Work stuff. So
yeah.
I did that. And so our bags were pretty, they were small.
Yes, they were.
And we made it back with the same amount of, and I did shop a little bit.
Well, just in case you were wondering, this is the Travel Angel Radio Show, and I'm talking with my dear friend Kathy DeCouche, who's the travel agent with Captivating Journeys. And I've been hearing about this trip for 6 months, and I've been watching it develop, and I've been seeing pictures on Facebook, and I have to say it was just sounding and looking awesome. You did send in a recording of you at this lovely hotel that looked like it was amazing. You flew here to Rome, and then you took a car up, a driver.
We had a car service pick us up from Rome to Florence.
Right from the airport, right?
2.5 hours.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good. So you didn't even have to do the train into Rome.
No.
No.
Yeah.
That's a bit of a hassle, you know.
Because you have to change trains.
Yes.
And
yeah, you do. And so that was good. And then you went to Florence and got this great hotel. How did you find this hotel? Tell us about the first stop with the hotel.
Hotel Brunelleschi. I was at a trade show or travel conference a few years ago, and I met the manager, Claudio, and he had this brochure, and once I saw this brochure, I said, I need to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't usually do that with mm-hmm. hotels. So
you fell in love with it.
Yeah, just love at first sight. And mm-hmm. so I knew that if I ever got to Florence, I was going to stay there. So I booked my flights back in November, but I probably didn't plan the rest of the trip until about maybe 6 weeks before I left because I was so busy.
I'd be nervous, yeah.
Yeah, but it fell into place perfectly. Everything.
Well, you're not in heavy season yet. This isn't
no.
the total. Yeah, so
yeah,
it's the right time of
summer.
Year. It's perfect time of year.
Mm-hmm.
And you got an upgrade.
They were so cute when we checked in. They said, oh, we have a special surprise for you, and we upgraded your room. And I'm like, oh, thank you very much, you know. And then this other gentleman came out, and he walked us to the room, and he goes, oh, you know, we have a surprise for you. We upgraded you to the suite. I can't remember the name.
Tower suite?
That's Pagliarazzo. It was the tower suite.
Uh-huh.
And he was so excited, and we're like, oh my God, that was the picture of the room that I saw with there's the window, and from your bed you could see the Domo, the dome of the cathedral. And we're like, oh my God, it was a two-story in the tower. Is a medieval, it's the oldest tower in Florence. It's a medieval tower, and it used to be a jail for witches. And they used to have to sleep on these straw mats called the plug. It begins with a P. I can't remember now. Which is what they named the suite for. And Pagliarazzo suite. And And it was two-story, has these little metal spiral staircases that went upstairs. So we felt so bad because we never...
Two stories.
We never really spent any time downstairs. We took pictures and... Uh-huh. But, you know, we weren't really down there. We were mostly upstairs.
Where a two-story suite with this amazing view.
View of the Domo.
And location.
It's right behind the Domo. And their tagline is the heart of Florence.
Because you can go everywhere,
right there.
In the center of everything. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good location. So the service was good. The people were nice.
Dare I ask how much the room cost?
Oh, the suite, I don't know.
No, but for what you paid.
I paid it 480 euros.
Well, it's not cheap, but it's a nice.
Yeah, and I was splurging on that hotel because I had a cheap airfare.
Makes sense, yeah.
But then...
Because Florence isn't cheap anyway.
Hotels. I mean, there were cheaper hotels. Yeah. I wanted to stay there. That was going to be my
splurge. So that suite would have easily been double that.
Oh, I think so. Yeah, more than that. Yeah, definitely more. So
that was a good start.
It was a very good start.
You were there how long?
3 nights.
And of course you went over to the Domo.
We did.
You took a million pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Did you walk? You didn't walk up to the top.
No, we didn't.
Well, you know, you have to go watch if you haven't seen it. There's an amazing series on the Medici's. There's probably 3 series out now or 4 on the Medici's, but this is, I think it's PBS. But it goes into how Cosimo made this. This was like the whole kind of like a base of one whole season is about the building of that Domo.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. And how it almost didn't happen and how they tried to excommunicate him and say that he shouldn't do it and how then they changed popes and then he finally got it blessed by a pope at that time. And it was like there were people, lots of people killed there. There was a plague and they kept people in that Domo. It's kind of an amazing history. Amazing history. So, I mean, the history of that spot must have been amazing. So I'm really happy for that. But you did get to wander in the parks, right? You went to the park that has a view over Florence?
The Pisa Alle, Michelangelo, we did that. I took a walking tour.
You did?
Mm-hmm. We had a guide, which was... I highly recommend, because otherwise you walk around, you're not really sure what you're looking at. And she took us to some off-the-beaten-path places that you wouldn't normally go to. If you were just walking around, you wouldn't. We got to see the Fresco Baldi, I guess they're a winemaker in Florence. And they actually have a little wine bar there, which we didn't go to. But she took us to... their private gardens and
oh, nice.
Yeah, and then she took us to this little paper little shop where they make paper, and they had a little demonstration of how they make printed paper. Is really pretty, you know, stuff like that. The Central Market,
great restaurants in Florence.
Mm-hmm.
Nice pasta.
Nice
food. Good desserts. Tiramisu everywhere.
Tiramisu, gelato.
I think you had a gelato a day, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw some of
that. Was my goal, to have a gelato. Well, my favorite is pistachio gelato, so that was my goal to have a pistachio gelato every day. And then they kept saying, "Oh, is that all you want? You just want one, right?" So then I found this other one. It was a dulce with caramel.
Yes, caramel.
Yeah,
that's a very good
one. And then I was like, "Well, that one's now my favorite." Yeah. So I started getting a combo of both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's their gelato. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Now, when I was there in November, year before last, I was shocked how many people were there. Truthfully, I was surprised. I mean, I didn't think November would be super busy, but it was. Did you see a lot of tourists?
The only time we saw a lot of tourists was midday.
Mm, some of the cruise ships.
Yeah, when all the day trippers come in. But in the evening... Yeah. After they all left, it was really nice. The piazzas, that you know, they would always have some kind of, you know, street musician playing music or
lovely.
And it was it wasn't very busy at all.
Did you notice all the great leather? Oh my gosh, they've got leather purses, leather shoes that are to die for. Mm-hmm. They're really lovely leather, right?
They did, and we actually, there was a leather school that we went to, which was behind the Santa Croce Church, and
the Santa Croce Church is amazing. I've been there.
There's a lot of important people in there.
Yes, that's where everyone's been buried. Michelangelo. And
Dante.
Yes.
Galileo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's and the list goes on and on and on.
Yeah, there was quite a few.
Yeah, that's a beautiful church. And I hadn't been there before. I went there for the first time this last time.
And a little tip on that church is if you go behind the church, there's a
museum.
Yeah, there is a museum, but behind the church is the leather school.
I didn't go there. I went to the museum, which was amazing.
Yeah, and then, because there's usually a line to get into the church, but if you go into the leather school, which it's not, you can see people working on making leather handbags. They have a little shop where you can buy small things. But you can enter the church.
Oh, really?
From there, you can just buy a ticket there inside the leather shop.
Very good tip.
And walk right in.
Yay, and probably get some nice leather on the way, too. So you were there how long in Florence?
Three nights.
Three lovely, memorable nights with lots and lots of pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had a driver?
We had a private tour driver that picked us up in Florence, and then we did a tour of San Gimignano. And
I think that's Joseph Rosendo calling in. Let me see here. I'm sorry I interrupted you there, but But we've got it. We last left you heading towards Siena with your driver.
with Marco.
With Marco the driver, very handsome, charming driver, who spoke English as well as Italian, which is always handy.
Yeah, so we left Florence, and we're heading to Siena, and on the way we stopped at a World War II memorial to the American soldiers, which it was right outside of Florence, and it was kind of like a reminded me of a mini Normandy, the Omaha Beach.
I didn't know about that.
I think not many people do. And it had all the, you know, the white crosses that you see at in Normandy. It was like that. So it was so we stopped there for a little bit. Then we headed on to San Gimignano.
Which is about an hour outside?
Florence? Yeah, about an hour, maybe hour and a half.
A tiny little town, right?
Mm-hmm. And it was very important in the Middle Ages. They called it the Manhattan of the Middle Ages because of the tall towers they have there, which we walked up.
I've seen pictures of it.
Yeah. So that was nice. And then he had made reservations for lunch at a little restaurant there that had really nice views, and it had the best pasta.
Mm.
It was a peachy pasta, which was
peachy,
which is a little bit bigger than a spaghetti size noodle, and with truffles. It was so good.
Oh my gosh,
and bacon.
Oh my gosh! Wow, so expensive.
No, it wasn't.
See, we think truffles here, and we think it's got to cost $100, but
yeah, but they had the shaved truffles, and you could just smell it. But there was a truffle that we saw in Florence at the market. It was huge, and it was sold for 430,000 euros.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It was huge, and somebody had already bought it.
Wow. Yeah. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Imagine this restaurateur.
Yeah. Wow. Anyways, so after Siena, then we headed to Volterra, which is another. They're all these hilltop medieval towns, and that one is kind of famous for lately, where they filmed the movie Twilight. I don't know if you're into that series. I read the book.
Yeah, yeah.
They go into the medieval town, so. Spent a little bit of time there, and then we had a last minute stop in I never can say the name, Monteriggioni, which is another small little town. It was really cute. So that was,
I love these small little towns. Now people have to realize, if you've never done these little back roads in Italy, the roads get very narrow. I imagine those are pretty narrow roads at some points,
right? They weren't too not too bad.
Okay, because in the hills in some of the areas, they get tiny. Mm-hmm. And it's really nice to have someone driving when you're driving through there. So
yeah, that's why I got a driver, because I don't like to drive with my husband anyway. So
there you go.
So we,
smart move.
Yeah, and so and then he dropped us at our hotel in Siena.
So we have 10 minutes, and Siena sounds great. You were there 3 days, mm-hmm. right? And you saw, of course, there's all those little villages that have all their beautiful flags. Were you tempted to buy a flag or something? I'm sure they sold them all, right?
We did. My husband likes to collect flags. So
of course he had one. They're probably hanging outside your house.
Not yet.
Okay.
He's just buying them right now.
Okay.
Yeah. So we got to see two festivals there.
Oh, that's nice.
There was one for one of the neighborhoods. It was the Panther neighborhood, because there's 17 neighborhoods. And then once a year they have their patron saint of Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
So they had that little procession with all the dignitaries and all of that going through the whole city. So we got to see that as well.
I love those. Those mm-hmm. are so classic. I mean, you really think you could be back 100, 200, uh-huh. 500 years when you see those things.
Uh-huh.
It's something you don't see here at all, but it's very big in Italy.
And then we were fortunate enough to see another festival in Assisi, celebrating the start of spring.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Now, yeah. Tell us about this beautiful little place you found in Assisi, in a hotel right below the church.
It's right below the old town of Assisi.
Mm-hmm.
That's up on the hill. It's called the Country House Il Rosetto. And it's the sweetest little property. And the owners are Massimo and his wife. She's the chef, Rosita. And they're just lovely people.
And they make their own wine.
They make their own wine.
How wonderful.
She cooks. So she's at dinner. They have courses. You can have... The room comes with breakfast.
Oh, nice.
Just a simple type breakfast.
Yeah.
And then in the evening, if you want dinner, then they have like the appetizer, the pasta, the entree, and
wow.
and dessert. And so and it's she's a classically trained chef. So
You had one dinner there?
We had three dinners.
Three dinners. Oh my gosh. It must have been good.
And I said, the last night I said, we can't eat that much. Just like make us like spaghetti. So she ended up making, I said, just something small, you know. And
uh-huh.
So she made us all the courses, but in smaller portions.
So did you gain weight on this trip?
I did.
Yeah.
I was
doing a lot of walking.
We did. We added it up yesterday. I have a little tracker on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And we averaged about 5 miles a day walking.
That's good.
So like 60 something miles, I think.
Wow.
So a lot of walking.
It
and I was doing pretty well until we got to Umbria. And then
four course meals every night will get you.
I know. So.
And you had to have your delicious every day gelato in now two flavors, right?
Caramel. And the pistachio.
So. Mm-hmm. I mean, but those are hard to beat. But those are, it's not like what we have here.
No.
The gelatos in Italy are rich and creamy and unbelievably delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. But you have to find the right place, because there's always good ones and then there's the great ones. Right.
So
you have to find the great ones. It's hard to tell. I mean, I guess you can kind of go to the ones that are kind of busy. Sometimes if you see the line out the door, you know that they're probably good, right?
The guide in Florence, she recommended a place. And then in San Gimignano, Marco recommended a little place because they won like the world. They were like a world champion gelato.
Really? Oh, my.
A few years ago. But
wow.
That was the best one of the whole trip, I
think.
Yeah.
What, and you had for flavors there the caramel?
And the pistachio.
Yeah. Okay. I would have tried one of everything if it's the world-winning, award-winning gelato place.
Uh-huh.
The best gelato in the world. You got to have one of everything. So tell me about Assisi and going into... You drove up to Assisi or walked into Assisi?
So we... even though I don't like driving with my husband, I thought we should drive. So we did pick up a car in Siena.
Mm.
And we drove to Assisi.
You rented a car.
We did. Mm-hmm. So we picked it up in Siena, and then we dropped it off at the Rome airport. But on the way, we stopped in Cortona, which I loved. Cortona is the cutest little town. You know the movie Under the Tuscan Sun?
Yes.
That's kind of where it was based out of. But that was the cutest little town.
Wow.
I liked Cortona. And then we stopped there and had lunch and then ended up in Assisi. And so there's the main town, and they have the Santa Maria de Angle, the big church with the little church.
With all the steps that go up to it, right?
No, that's the one, the St. Francis Basilica, which is up in the...
which is above, okay. Mm,
but there was, right in the main town, before you get to the old town up on the hill, there's the big cathedral with the Santa Maria church. And inside that church is the little church, which where St. Francis was the first church that St. Francis had restored.
Now, this is separate from where he's buried up above then.
Correct.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, now it's clear. I didn't
realize it's where he died.
Yeah.
The little church is where he died. And that's where they have the miracle of the thorns. There's a little garden back there. You can't go there, but they have it glassed off where he was questioning his faith and threw himself into this thorn bush. And then
he was pretty extreme.
And then there was no thorns there. And to this day, there's a thornless rose bush. So,
well, you know, he was amazing. I think he was definitely an enlightened being, but you know, he definitely had that energy where he understood the animals and loved the animals. But he was totally into the poverty, and I mean, to the point where I don't know. He was very, very difficult on his body. It was very hard on him, and he was ill for quite a while before he died, and he was sick for like a year and a half, 2 years or something. Really, But you know, he totally was not caring because he was in bliss with this ecstasy of God, you know, and his love of God, and he was, his followers were very devoted, and I think there you see more than we hear. I mean, how important Claire was.
I don't remember Claire.
She's buried there.
She has her own cathedral.
Yeah. Yeah,
she
was totally in love with him, and they, you know, of course, never ever consummated anything, but they totally dedicated their whole lives together, and she started a whole nunnery as well with poverty, total poverty, and never ever kind of had anything given to her. But she was wonderful, and Claire, and I don't know if you get a chance to see Father, Son, Sister Moon, the movie.
I went to high school. It was in Honolulu St. Francis High School. So that kind of inspired me to go to Assisi because we learned it. And then one of my friends said something about that movie, and I don't recall that.
It's a beautiful movie.
Yeah.
It's lush, beautiful colors, and you know, I mean, it's a little bit of a fantasy and thrown in there, but do go see Father, Son, Sister Moon. Just lovely, lovely movie. But I'm glad you got to go to Assisi. You were there 3 days?
4 nights.
Oh, four nights.
And we explored. So from there, we went to Spoleto, another town, hilltop town. Lots of olives, but they weren't in seasons because I wanted to go to an olive farm, but they weren't really working. And then Trevi was another cute little not so touristy, but very more locally. And then the one I liked best was Spello. They're all hilltops.
I never heard of it.
But they're all cute little medieval
towns. It's so good you had a car then.
Uh-huh.
Because you get to, no one would have seen that if they were just doing it where they had
you need
a tour.
One.
You could never go on those. Yeah.
So that was a cute little town. It was kind of a more of an upscale medieval town, you know, with nicer, cute little boutiques and not a lot of touristy shops.
And those are all day trips. Day trips from you went back at night to your hotel.
Because they're within, like Spello was like 10-15 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were the Umbria region.
So, folks, think about doing this. Go and do like Kathy did. You can call Kathy, and she can even arrange it for you. 244-1414. And you can arrange a trip like this. It would just be wonderful. It sounds like a dream trip. And not like anything that would be a cookie-cutter tour. And you'll have the time to really do it right and have these four-course dinners and little beautiful, I guess they're called like bed and breakfast.
It's a country house. It's a country house.
So she's got it all set up for you. And I think it sounds like a wonderful, wonderful way to go. I don't know if she can get you that kind of airfare that she got, but the rest of it.
That was a fluke.
Yeah, that was a great fluke. I love it. Oh, well, gosh, wonderful talking to you about your trip. I've just been very, very excited to have you come, and I've been thinking of you and the wonderful places you're going in. That kind of place, wow, that trip you'll remember for a lifetime, you know, yeah. And the places you got to go and the beautiful hotels you saw and the lovely food and the fantastic places and the people.
Yeah,
you really made some great connections and some wonderful people, which is really what travel's all about. And give yourself time, folks. If you're going to do it, make sure you have the room and time to explore and meet and talk to the people. And don't be insulated from that, because that's a very important part of your trip, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're just about out of time, but you can still call Kathy, 244-1414. The Paul Gauguin deals are back, folks. Don't miss them. They're really good. So we'll see you next week for more interesting travel adventures right here on KAOI.